Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, you may have seen that Oscar Mayer has opened up applications for its annual hot dogger program. They're looking for 12 people that could drive the 27-foot-long Wienermobile all across the United States for 1 year. And we have someone on the phone right now who is doing this job currently, and that would be Grill Master Matthew of the Wienermobile. And you are currently in L.A., is that right?
Yes, ma'am, indeed.
Dude, we have been loving, people need to go find your Instagram page, which is OM_GrillMasterMatthew. It is so much fun. And I just love like the energy that you guys are having while driving around this. And the fact that you all have like these random hot dog inspired names. My favorite, I think, might be Sauerkraut outside of Grillmaster Matthew, of course. But man, it looks like you guys are having the best time.
I mean, it's incredible. You get to tour across the country in a giant hot dog. You know, you get to see so many incredible places, and your job description is literally spark smiles and spread joy. I mean, how could you ask for a better job than that?
What was the interview process like after you applied to be a Wienermobile hot dogger?
Pretty simple, actually. So they start you off, if they like your application, they invite you to an info session. You'll go through a round of interviews online, and then they vet that process really, really bad. We get about 7,500 applicants for the job every single year, and they only hire 12.
Wow.
So if you're one of the top dogs, as we like to say, if you cut the mustard, if you will, you'll be one of the last 24 that gets flown out to Wisconsin for in-person interviews, and then at that point, it's 50-50 shot.
All right, I need you to toot your own horn or hot dog right now. So what was it about you that you feel like got you to stand out amongst the thousands of other people? I mean, to be one of 12, that's quite the accomplishment.
I know, it's a great question. Again, it's you really want the personal skills. It's a lot of personality stuff.
Yeah.
You can tell if you look at all the hot doggers' Instagrams. It's a lot of high-energy people. It's a lot of people that have customer service kind of facing jobs. But it's just people that are passionate about it. It's people that love to do what they do.
And so,
if we're out there every day loving what we do, then everybody else is going to love it too.
So when did your year of driving the Wienermobile start, and when does it end?
So we start in June. Right on the 1st of June is when we came into Hot Dog High, our two-week training course up at our headquarters.
I love this. I love everything about this.
And then our final day is going to be the first day of the next group's Hot Dog High. We call that Transition Sunday, where the previous class of hot doggers hands off the baton to the next group, who then takes the keys and hits the hot dog highways.
Is there a hazing involved?
Oh, gosh.
We have our own special tradition. Nothing scary or whatnot, but we make sure that they understand what it takes to be able to cut the mustard.
So over the past year, what would you say has been some of your favorite memories of doing this? I mean, you've been traveling the entire country in a giant hot dog. I got to imagine you get some interesting people that you meet, but like, what's been some of the favorite moments for you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, me and my co-pilot, we've been over on the West Coast primarily, and both of us are from the East Coast as well. I'm from Georgia. She's from New York. So, you know, everywhere that we go has been such an experience. I got to touch glacier water in Colorado in the middle of the summer. You know, I got to see the beautiful Pacific coastline. We visited Seattle, which was one of our favorite places that we've ever been.
You know, how did we miss this?
Well, the thing was, we didn't bring the Wienermobile. They never sent us out there.
Oh, no.
How do we keep
it? I know. But trust me when I tell you that after we went through, we probably spent 5 hours in Pike Place,
nice.
Went and saw the needle, went down to the piers, you know, did all that wonderful stuff. And the first thing we said to our bosses was, we need to come back to Seattle at some point. So the message has been delivered. Fingers crossed that it hits the right ears. But
well, how do we make this happen? Because then I don't know if we could broadcast inside your Wienermobile, but we would love to like come hang out with you guys in the Wienermobile.
Oh, heck yeah, you'd be able to broadcast inside the Wienermobile. We got to give you a tour. I mean, if you're going to have the Wienermobile, you got to see the Wienermobile.
Tell us what the Wienermobile is like on the inside then.
Well, it's like the inside of every hot dog you've ever eaten. So I want you to close your eyes and I want you to imagine here with me.
Eyes are closed.
We lift up a giant door like you're stepping up into an airplane, big old winged door. You take a couple steps up right onto our mustard runway that leads up to the captain's chair and the shot bun seat. You see the bright, blue, beautiful skies up above your head because it's never a rainy day in the Wienermobile. It's always got to be bright skies. We've got ketchup and mustard colored seats with custom Wienermobile embroidery with the classic Wienermobile logo. Everything is stylized to be retro and classic with all the hot dog flair you could ever imagine. It is truly a one of one, despite being a one of six.
Why do I feel like we're talking to one of Santa's elves right now and he just explained Santa's sleigh to us?
It's even better than Santa's sleigh, Danny. I'd much rather ride in the Wienermobile than Santa's sleigh any day of the week.
This is amazing.
Someone just texted in. We need to ask you, Grillmaster Matt, does ketchup belong on a hot dog?
Well, we don't discriminate against toppings. If you ask me what we're putting on a hot dog, it's mustard, onion, and sauerkraut.
Yeah.
That's how I top a hot dog. Unless it's chili and cheese, I want mustard, onion, and sauerkraut. I want nothing else. I don't want ketchup anywhere near. But I can't complain against people that do like ketchup because it's just been a classic for so long. You know? What am I supposed to say?
I mean, if you come to Seattle and spend some time in Seattle, you know that we have the Seattle dog, which also includes cream cheese.
Ooh, okay now.
It's weird.
You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Y'all, come on now.
Grillmaster Matthew, I have a question for you. Would you agree that the greatest Limp Bizkit album is Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water?
You know, I have to go with that, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what's up, Danny.
Okay.
Rockaholics, you can follow Grillmaster Matthew, one of the hot doggers that drives around the Wienermobile coast to coast. His handle is @OM_GrillmasterMatthew on Instagram. Thank you so much for telling us about what you do, and we look forward to your next visit to Seattle.
Absolutely. Thank y'all indeed for having me on. It's been an absolute pleasure. Hope that all of Seattle is doing great this morning, and can't wait to visit you guys in the future. Fingers crossed.
And Matthew, in the 5 or so minutes that we've talked to you, I can understand real quick why Oscar Mayer wanted you to be one of the people driving the Wienermobile. Man, you are awesome. Thanks so much for taking some time out with us.
Absolutely, my friend. Happy to be so.
Rock on.
The Daily Mix Show.